Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. We are starting new parasha, parasha Nitzavim. We're coming close to the end of the year, finishing the book of the Torah. We're almost there, Bezat Hashem. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shlema of all the Cholim. Ubisalam, Chemda, Berachama, Chandushana, and the Men Chanukah. Rifka, Sarah, Manomay, Shalom, and Sarah, David, and Achal Yafa, Bad, Deborah, Rifka, and Achal Rifka, and Seth, Shalom, and Sarah, and Nah. Moshe, and Hana, Yafa, and Miriam, and Yavidam, and Yafa, Chaya, Sarah, and Sponah, and Hana, Simcham, Ben Melka. Miriam, the Hadrid is Miriam Hana, the Anna Manoma, who is the Manoma, Sabahana, give the Mamaka, Dan Menaces, Gomina, Kondaman, Makal, Shaman, and Netta, and five, seven, the Russian Mission of Penina, Yosef, and Yafan, the name of the Nesim Hana, from Madame, I give the name of the Miriam, Kavar Shaman, Kamakana, Makaba, the Sarah of Shaman, and Sham, Simon, and David, Arab, and Ifka, and the Anna Sarah of Shoshana, Shem Ben Naomi, Lavdil, and Ishma, David, Ben Eliam, and Amin, and Ishak, the Elden of the Fime, Shimon, Ben Mishael, Rina Makan, Badan, was Ben Abraham, Dinamata, Ronta, Mabraha, but Abraham, Moshe, and Rafael, Sarah, but Yosef. Parashat Nitzavim, and now as we're getting closer to the end of the book of the Torah, the parashiyot start to get a lot shorter actually. So there's a lot less quantitatively, there's a lot less to talk about, but a lot more quality things we can talk about. So I want to spend time talking on the first line of the parashah. I heard a beautiful derasha once from Rabbi in Israel. His name was Rabbi, Rabbi Cohen, I forgot his first name. Rabbi Cohen, and Rabbi Yigal Cohen. He's a very, very big rabbi in Israel. He gave a beautiful derasha, and he started off, he said, this week's parasha, if you look out, it says, Atem nitzavim hayom kulachem. You are all standing here today in front of, lifnei Adonai Elohechem, in front of Hashem, your God, Rosh Hashem, Shivtachem, Ziknechem, all of your heads, your leaders, your tribes, your elders, so on and so forth. Kol Ish Yisrael, all of the men of Israel. What is the Torah stressing by stating this line? Why is it telling us? Okay, you are all standing here, and it uses so many words. You are standing, all of you, today, in front of Hashem, together, Rosh Hashem, all of you. Look at the amounts of like detail it goes into. Your heads, your tribes, your elders, your officers, all the men of Am Yisrael. Why so much detail? Just say, you're all standing here today, and you're coming to serve, you're going to do X, Y, and Z, whatever wants to get to the point, get to the point. Why is he spending so much time talking about the details? So this Rabbi Yigal Cohen, he said a beautiful derasha. He said, Atem nitzavim hayom, how do you stand? You can only stand in Am Yisrael kullechem, if you're standing together. When you stand in Am Yisrael, and you're standing on your own, you're standing by yourself, you're trying to do something by yourself, you won't be able to last. Atem nitzavim hayom, when can you actually stand in front of Hashem is whenever you're kulechem. Your mentality is to do things in unity. You do things all together as Am Yisrael. That's whenever you'll stand the strongest, and that's when it's kol ish Yisrael. When all of Am Yisrael is doing what Hashem wants, is through unity, it's through doing everything together. There's a beautiful story I'd like to share when we get to the topic of unity, and it's the following. There's this man who is passing away on his deathbed, and as he's passing away, he calls over his four sons to come to the room, and he calls his four sons up to the room. You're gonna like this story. So this guy's passing away. He tells his four sons to come to the room. He says, I have a last request from you. I want you each to go out into the field and go find a small, nice piece of wood, small twig, and come back into my room. So they're all staring at their father like, this is your last wish? Say, yes, please. They go out into the field. Each of them grab their piece of wood, their twig. They come back into the room. And the father tells him, okay, now I want each of you to take that piece of wood in your hand and break it. You know, they're each standing there, and they go like this, and they each break it. It's a twig. You can break a twig. It's not hard. So they're all standing there, very, very confused. Their father's last request before he leaves this world. And then the father says, okay, I have one last request. I want you to go out again, and each of you get another twig. They're like, Dad, it's our last moment with you. We want to spend another minute with you. He said, this is more important. They each go out into the field. They each grab another twig. They come back in. And now the father says, instead of each of you breaking it, I want you to take all of your twigs and put them together. And take a wrap and wrap something around them. Take all four of them and now try to break it. And they take all four, they wrap it together and they try to break it and they're not able to break it easily. They can't break it. It doesn't go. And the father tells him, he says, this is going to be a lesson for the rest of your life. The longer that you stay together, the four of you, it will be very hard for anyone to come and break you. When each of you go on your own ways, you try to be individually and reach greatness on your own without doing it through unity, you'll be very easily broken. This story is such an important story. It's such a deep story, but it's such an important story because it's teaching us the lesson of being together and being with unity. When a person tries to do things on his own, yes, you can reach great heights. but you'll do it on your own, and at any moment someone can come and break you. When you do things together with Am Yisrael, when you do things in unity, it's very hard for anyone to break you, and not only anyone, but Hashem Himself loves unity so much to the extent that even, there's stories in the Gemara, that even when Am Yisrael was sinning, the whole generation was sinning, but because they had unity, they were doing it together, Hashem didn't destroy them. Hashem loved them. Whereas when it came to the students of Rabbi Akiva, the students of Rabbi Akiva, we know they sinned. And what was their sin? They didn't treat each other with respect. They had sinat chinam, basis hatred. They didn't treat each other with respect. They didn't have unity. Lack of unity, Hashem wiped them out. One moment, the biggest tzaddikim in the world, when there's no unity, Hashem wipes them out. But whenever there's unity, even if Am Yisrael is sinning, chas v'shalom, still, because there's unity, Hashem says, you're holding yourself up together as Am Yisrael. Kulechem hayom, that all of you together are standing today. It's not individuals, right? The parasha could have said that you are standing today. It didn't say that. It said, when all of you are standing, that's considered standing. You can only stand whenever you're standing with the rest of Am Yisrael, when you're not putting down anyone else in Am Yisrael. And this doesn't just include your community. This includes all of the Jewish communities, whether Ashkenazi, whether Sephardic, whether Persian, whether or not, whether from this country or from Israel. Doesn't matter what you look like or what they look like. Could be you'll have a Jew, and you know my favorite part of Selichot, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, when you go to the Kotel during Selichot, you experience seeing the most beautiful thing in the world, and this is exactly this point. It's the unit of Yam Yisrael. You see a guy who'd never put on tefillin in his life. He comes with tattoos from head to toe. Bald. He just came from the club. He's going to pray at the Kodah Selichot. Ah, no, that's it. Right? That's number one guy. You have a guy right next to him. Chassidish guy. Who's wearing, has peyot down to his knees. And he has tzitzit coming out from his pants. And he's the most observant looking guy you'll ever find. You have a guy in the middle. Ooh, he's like a modern Orthodox looking guy. You have a guy who's like a little bit more charedi. Who wears like a black hat. And he's very like strict. You have another, you have a chiloini, you have a guy, you have all different types of Jews, they all come together. Why to say Selichot? Because they're praying to Hashem and they're connecting to Hashem, and it only works through unity. It's such a beautiful sight. And no one looks to the right and left and says, this guy's not observant, I can't stand next to him. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to come together as a nation, as Am Yisrael, all together, no matter what religious level you're on, no matter what sect you're on, to come together and be unified. To be together. Atem nitzavim hayom kulechem. Not to try to think that you can reach great heights on your own. You're not helping the cause. The cause has to be helped. You need to help the rest of Am Yisrael. The rest of Am Yisrael needs help as well. If you're here listening to Shiur of Torah, think about how many Jews are going throughout their year, going throughout their day, that they don't listen to Torah. I'll tell you a story. I was traveling a couple of years ago. I was in Florida. And there was somebody who came to me, and he saw me in a hotel. And I recognized him, and he came and he said something to me, and it hit my heart. I was sending out a recording once a week. I still do send out a parasha recording once a week. And this guy was on one of my lists. So he said, you know that parasha recording you send every week? I said, yeah. It's a 3-minute video on the parasha, something tiny. He said, you know that those 3 minutes are the only Jewish education I get every week. I don't have access. I don't have Jewish education throughout the week. That's the only 3 minutes of Jewish education I get every week. When he said this, my jaw dropped. I was shocked. But I said to myself, I said, how amazing it is that somebody, as low as they are, but they're still getting something. You don't know how many people there are in this world. This is what technology was created for, to be able to spread the Torah more and give people opportunity to learn Torah on any spot, in any place in the world, in any country in the world. There's so many people, even in our community, who are not spending time learning Torah. They're not spending time getting closer to Hashem. They don't quote unquote have time, or they don't spend the time. They're not getting the access to it. Show them the beauty of the Torah. Share it with them. Bring them in. Bring the unified unity inside of Am Yisrael into our community, into Am Yisrael's community. Let Hashem feel that we care to get close to Him, but not just individually. We want to bring all of Am Yisrael closer to You. We want to get close to You as a whole. And that's when we will fulfill this pasuk. Atem nitzavim hayom kulechem. When are we standing in front of Hashem? We stand in front of Hashem wholeheartedly when we're standing together. When you stand together as Am Yisrael, you're much stronger than when you stand by yourself. When you stand by yourself, any Joe Shmo can come and try to break you down. But when you're together as a nation of Am Yisrael, Hashem will never let the nation of Am Yisrael go down if they are standing together with unity. Have a great day, gentlemen.